For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. A total solar eclipse will cross North America next month for the first time in nearly a century, and Hopkinsville, Kentucky will be ground zero as day turns to night. The rural town nestled in western Kentucky will offer the longest opportunity to view the eclipse in the entire world. Lisa Autry reports on how the small town has big expectations.
And Nyquist is still unbeaten! He has won the Kentucky Derby!
Every first Saturday in May, Kentucky is home to the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. On August 21st, the state will be home to the most exciting 2 minutes in astronomy, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to be exact. Hopkinsville will be the epicenter of the first total solar eclipse to sweep across the U.S. in 99 years. For a town of just over 30,000 people, it's a really big deal. Dubbed Eclipseville, at least 50,000 visitors from around the globe are expected to descend on Hopkinsville. Local parks will become campsites. The National Guard will mobilize for crowd control. Schools will close. Jonelle Edwards has lived in Hopkinsville since 1953 and has never seen her hometown this excited about anything.
People from overseas coming. I think everything's going to be crowded. It's only going to last a few minutes, but everybody's coming to see it.
Astronomers estimate this will be the most viewed solar eclipse in history. Hopkinsville will have the longest eclipse duration, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. The city has received reservations from 34 states and 12 countries. Justin Whitehair manages a Comfort Suites in Hopkinsville.
We've been getting calls and inquiries since 2012, so prior to our booking windows even being open.
Comfort Suites Hopkinsville, Stephanie speaking, may I help you? Absolutely, we have rooms available for the solar eclipse. What day would you actually be looking to check in?
Hotel rooms in Hopkinsville are going for $300 to $800 per night. The eclipse will no doubt be a boon for local businesses.
This room is our barrel storage room and our bottling room. So that's where we keep all of our spirits that have been bottled, that are ready to be shipped out.
At Casey Jones Distillery, co-owner Peg Hayes has developed a 100-proof solar eclipse moonshine.
We like to say that, you know, when you get total eclipse moonshine, you can actually taste the total solar eclipse. You can also have a partial eclipse or a total eclipse anytime you want to. So it's a good spirit. It's a really true, authentic moonshine.
The distillery will open its 50-acre property for camping and RV parking. There'll be music, food trucks, even a barber on site offering eclipse haircuts. Hayes refers to it all as eclipse stock. Across town, a local diner is commemorating the eclipse. Charlie Powell owns Holiday Burgers.
We've added a new menu item called the Eclipse Burger, which is our 5-ounce burger with an egg on top. So it kind of looks like a sunrise with a round circle around it. So that's our contribution to the eclipse.
According to local legend, on August 21st, 1955, a Hopkinsville family reported seeing a UFO land on their farm and aliens emerging from it. Few believed, but the family was so scared afterwards, they sold the farm and moved away. Every year, the town holds a Little Green Men Festival. Cheryl Cook heads the local convention and visitors bureau.
I like to say that the aliens came early to pick out their viewing spot.
Cosmic coincidence or not, on the same date more than 60 years later, the once-in-a-lifetime total solar eclipse is putting Hopkinsville, Kentucky on the map. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.